Following program is intended for mature audiences only. If you are under 21 or easily offended, get the fuck out of here. Over 120,000 downloads.
Jesus Christ!
Listeners from around the world.
And now if it was like 15 inches, we'd be like, bring it on.
Captivating interviews.
All around badass goddess, Miss Ginger Lynn Allen.
Best introduction I've ever had.
And explicit content.
Oh, that's it.
This is Midwest Menage a Trois.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever the hell time you're listening to us. Welcome to Midwest Menage a Trois. I am JT, and I am here with my nubile wife, Carmen. You're so young and fresh.
Because you're old as fuck!
I am old and decrepit. Some would call you a gold digger. You're dating an old, almost dead man.
I didn't say almost dead.
I have passed the, officially passed the half-century mark.
You're old.
So I'm not even, unless I live to be 100, that's not even middle age.
You're old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got a lot to talk about tonight with the passing of time and the passing of another birthday. We had a lot of fun.
We did.
Oh, you're smiling. but first, a special shout out. I got a present in the mail today. I was not expecting this. So got to give a big shout out. And I came up with a good name for him. We've never had a name for him on the show.
Okay.
They've always just been our vanilla friends who know about the show.
They knew.
So we're going to call them from now on Popcorn Couple.
Popcorn Couple?
Yep. Popcorn is white like vanilla. And corn.
They're corn huskers.
They're from Nebraska. They're corn huskers. So popcorn.
Right.
Guys, I appreciate it. Some single barrel Jack Daniel's Select. I am enjoying it tonight. Oh, I can't can't get my ice to dink. But yes, it is very delicious. Thank you so much.
You were a little frustrated with me yesterday.
Because
I wouldn't tell you that we had to sign for the package.
So we're recording this on Tuesday night. My actual birthday was on Monday. And yes, Carmen said, there's a UPS package coming that I have to sign for. Make sure somebody's here. I'm like, all right, who's sending this? She wouldn't tell me. She knew.
I just got a message, but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. And then it ended up showing up today, and thankfully you were here. I was not, so... I got booze in the mail. I didn't even know you could do that. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, you.
All right. Well, let's catch everybody up. I promise I won't imbibe on too much of the Jack Daniel's Single Select. I have reports. It has been pointed out to me that our last show, it might have jumped around a little bit.
Sorry.
Okay. It jumped around like a coonhound chasing a squirrel. It was all over the place. And that might have had something to do with the amount of alcoholic beverages that were involved in that show.
Well, you start at noon.
I know. So
you go to distilleries.
We have not done that today. We are both lucid and coherent and super laser focused.
I'm in.
All right. So let's talk about the birthday weekend because that's really what we're here to talk about, huh?
Let's do this.
We had... Oh, my goodness. So... We planned a little get-together with some very good friends, and then our daughter decided to plan a birthday party for our grandson. Our daughter decided to plan said birthday party for our grandson at our house.
On the same day.
On the same day. So our day started off with a 4-year-old's birthday party at 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's when everybody started getting here.
Because we set the time. We're like, people got to be gone by 2 o'clock, no later.
No later than 2, yeah.
Yep, so.
Yeah. So, Friday night, they came over. I pretty much had everything already ready by then for their food.
Right.
And woke up early the next morning and...
And never sat down.
Never sat down. I don't think my feet hit the floor until, I don't know, the first... So friends were like, what time can we come over? Because we had people coming from out of town.
Out of state.
Out of state.
Yeah.
So what time can we arrive? And we said, anytime after 2. Well, our first set of guests arrived, I don't know, 10 after 2?
It was pretty early, yeah.
Yeah. So our daughters, everybody for the party left, I would say they were gone by 1. And we started doing a quick reset.
Yep, because we had to tear down basically everything we had up for a 4-year-old's birthday party and make it a little more adult.
A little more adult.
And clean up some stuff, obviously, because the house was a little bit of a mess at that point.
I mean, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't terrible, but yeah, just, you know, popped balloons and
reset.
A little bit of crumbs on the floor. It wasn't terrible.
No. Yeah.
So we did that quickly, and then we sat down for 42 seconds. And Cherry Pie Couple was the first to arrive. So they walked in the door. We're like, we need whiskey.
Now, like, your nerves were shot because there were toddlers here. And we have stairs.
We have stairs that literally the night before our 4-year-old grandson slipped on. He went down like 1 or 2 stairs. It wasn't
on his butt.
Yeah, he didn't hurt anything. But it was enough to make me go, oh, shit. We got other kids here now.
Right.
And the stairs aren't blocked off. You know, it's a wide open staircase. It's like, oh. So, yeah, my nerves were shot.
And it, like, the food was upstairs, but the party was downstairs. So the kids wanted to, like, come upstairs because there were people upstairs and they wanted to go downstairs. So it was, like, up and down. It was crazy.
And at the base of the stairs, we do have a door to shut to the basement. And I kept shutting it, but people kept opening it and leaving it open. So I finally just gave up and said no with it.
Right.
Yeah, so they Cherry Pie Couple showed up. We're like, please come have a drink with us. I need whiskey. So they came downstairs and we had a couple of whiskeys before you and I still had to shower and clean up downstairs and all that fun stuff.
Right.
I think you just jumped in and rinsed off real quick.
Yeah, because I already had hair and makeup done.
Yep. So we hung out with them, had a couple of drinks, and then actually I think I showered, and then the second to arrive was Iowa.
Yep.
We hadn't seen Iowa since
Halloween
takeover. Yeah.
No, just our party.
No, they were at the Jen's Halloween party.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Yep. So we saw them at the Halloween takeover. That was the last time we've seen them. So it's been a few months, and it was great that they could make the trip over. Really appreciate that. And then we all, the six of us just kind of hung out and shot the shit and caught up and had some cocktails and reminisced a little bit. It was fun.
Relaxed a little bit.
Yeah. And then the party didn't officially start until 6 o'clock. This is, I don't know, they got there 3:30, I think.
Yeah.
They showed up. So by 6 o'clock or so, then another couple came over, and we don't have a name for them yet.
They are, no. No.
They are a fairly new couple. We've hung out with them several times, but they're still fairly new to everything. We don't have a name for them. We got to come up with something.
Yeah.
We'll work on that one.
Westies.
Westies.
They're Westies.
Just because they live east of here?
No.
Oh.
No, they're not Westies. Never mind. Never mind. Well, I'll come up with a different name.
I would hope so. Yeah. So we'll work on that. And then, I don't know, 6:30, 7. Well, we went and got some pizzas. And then 6:30, 7 o'clock, the Monroe showed up. And that was the last piece of the puzzle. That was everybody that was coming to the party. So,
and they showed up with a big-ass set of balloons.
A big shout-out and a big hope you're feeling better to Great White North couple.
Yes.
He injured himself and was not able to make the 4-hour, 3-hour car ride to our place. So hope you're feeling better, buddy, and get well soon so we can have a little makeup session.
Right.
Yeah, big ass balloons with big ass numbers on them and
big 50s.
Candles with numbers on them. And
I know you didn't want a cake, so I put candles on pizza.
It worked. Nobody seemed to complain.
Nope.
So, yeah, and then the ladies changed.
We did.
Y'all put on a little neon for me.
Uh-huh.
My favorite.
Just for you.
It worked.
So we kind of hung out for a little bit, and then in true form at our house. I'm like, let's get this shit going.
Carmen's like, let's go.
Let's go.
We had set up the massage table earlier in the night. We had not done that at a party before, not our massage table.
Huh.
So we bought a new one and set that up. It actually works out really good. I really like this table. I'll probably throw the link out there for everybody. And of course, it being my birthday, I was elected to go first.
Yeah. Oh, you hated
it. Twist my arm.
You hated it.
I was getting massaged by four beautiful women.
And hated it.
And it was terrible.
Yeah. So then after that, after you got your massage, then everybody else went.
Yeah, pretty much ran the gamut. A couple of the guys got up there, and then all the ladies got up there, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, that were still there. We had one couple leave a little early, but
right.
All the ladies got up there, so that was a lot of fun. I got to massage four beautiful women as well.
I know.
You only got to massage one beautiful woman.
I know.
Her husband wanted to sit that one out and watch, so I said, Garmin, we need four people up here working on her.
Yeah.
Get so up here.
I got up there and helped out, and it was a great time.
The wand came out, the little mini ones that Foxy Couple actually gifted us. Thank you guys for those. Did they do their job on the massage table for you? Did you go? I don't know if you did.
I did, but I did not squirt. Like, it was...
Just had a...
It wasn't even a full. It was just I was getting oversensitized, so I'm like, I gotta go.
Right?
I'm done. Like, too much.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. Yeah, the massage table was a big hit. Everybody seemed to enjoy it. We had coconut oil everywhere. Everybody's skin was silky smooth.
Right.
And then...
We tried something different.
We did.
So we moved the massage table off to the side. And we have extra... They're 6-inch memory foam mattress, but they fold into thirds.
Yeah, they're queen size mattresses, but they fold. They're a trifold mattress, so they fold into three portions back into themselves, and
right,
great for storage. We've had one for a long time, and actually, we use it in one of our spare rooms when people come and stay. So Carmen's like, "I love these things. Let's order two more." So we did, and then we had a situation where we didn't have every room filled, so we had two extra mattresses. She got the idea of, hey, let's put some top sheets on these things and put them out in the play area.
So, yeah, we butted them up against the couch because I'm like, okay, somebody could be sitting on the couch, you're kneeling on the floor, or even bent over the couch with your knees on the floor and somebody behind you. Like, there's endless possibilities.
There was a lot. And, you know, I was thinking about that, too. You talk about all the positions and the furniture. We never did get the chair out.
We didn't.
We talked about it. We probably mentioned it 3 or 4 times to each other, getting out the Liberator chair, and it stayed in the back bedroom all night. We never brought it out.
No, but, you know, having those two queen mattresses side by side with the couch was a brilliant idea on my part.
Yeah, you're a genius.
I'm a genius.
You're a sex genius.
It was awesome.
It actually did work out really well.
And right.
It was
because
comfortable as hell. Oh my
it
God.
Was because, you know, you're not, you only have, normally we have like the memory foam rug in front of the couch, but it doesn't, you don't have very much room to move on that.
And you know what's really cool? Going forward, if we only have one or two couples come over, we can put all three mattresses out there.
We could.
Have a big ass area to mess around in.
Right. So you don't really have to worry, and you don't have to worry about things getting on your carpet and whatever. So.
And these mattresses too, guys, again, we should throw the link out there. They have a cover on them that's all zippered. So if need be, you can take out the memory foam and throw them in the washer, which is nice for these particular situations.
Right. And there's other ones that I'm actually looking at that they are also trifold, but they have a waterproof zipper cover on them, which that I might go for. They're not as thick, which is fine.
Right.
But they're, you know, waterproof. So.
So weird.
What are you weirding about?
I don't know. The lights on the board are acting strange again. Oh. I think it sounds okay, but yeah, strangeness. So, yes, you put the, or we put the mattresses out and commenced. There were, at that point, four couples in total, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And we all had a lot of fun.
We did.
At some point during the evening, and I can't pinpoint it. I don't know exactly when it happened, but I got an idea in my head. You guys know, you listen to the show, you know one of my favorite things. Well, not even one of my, it might be my favorite thing in the world, is to go down on a woman.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in the night, I got it in my head that it's my birthday, I can do what I want. I am going to go down on every single woman in this room.
And you did.
Mission accomplished.
You did.
I did. It was fun.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And you and I had our own fun together.
Uh-huh.
You and some other people had some fun together. Uh-huh. And some other people and some other people. There was just, it was awesome because there literally four couples on this giant play area and everybody was just intertwined and interacting. And it was fantastic.
Yeah. At one point, one gentleman was going down on another woman on the couch and I just like crawled in between his legs from behind.
Oh yeah, I do remember seeing that now. Now that you bring it up, yeah. Kind of scooted underneath him right there.
I did, and I'm like, I'm invading your space. Is this okay? And he's like, invade away.
I had I think it was a first. Have you and I ever gone down on a woman at the same time?
I think so.
Like both in there on the vagina?
Maybe not.
I don't think so.
Uh-uh.
I had the pleasure of doing that with Mrs. Cherry Pie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Nice.
It's kind of cool. So, yeah, that was a first for me. That was fun. Everybody kind of did their thing, and it went on for a long time.
Yeah, it was a couple hours.
Yeah, so a long time to the point where everybody started winding down a little bit, and Carmen fell asleep.
I did. So I was kind
of on the middle of the play area.
It was midnight, and we know how I am with my wall. And I kind of looked at you and I'm like, I'm getting to that point. But everybody was still talking. And I looked at...
Well, somebody, I don't remember who I was talking to, but they were asking about, we were talking about your normal routine upstairs where you get your blanket out and you curl up on the couch and you're out. And somebody said, well, she just needs a blanket. So I walked over. We had some extra.
No, I told somebody, just throw me a.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I said, throw me
one of the extra blankets.
I said, throw me a puppy blanket. Because I was laying on the floor naked and I was getting kind of chilly.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Monroe had thrown me a pillow because the way I was like, had my head. And so I said, can somebody throw me a puppy blanket? And they did. And I covered up. And I laid there for a little bit, and the last thing I remember hearing was Iowa was telling this story, and it was funny as shit, and I'm laughing, and I know I'm laughing, and that was the last thing I remember.
It was funny. It was actually cute as hell, because Carmen's half in and half out. I mean, she's asleep at this point, but every once in a while, you just hear this little... just a little giggle because she was listening to the story and I don't know if her subconscious kicked in, but it was just a little giggle.
I was laughing. Yeah. And nobody really had a whole bunch to drink.
No. I after everything was done, I finally poured myself a whiskey. I wasn't drinking whiskey before then. I was sticking to my light beer.
Yeah. You had
64 and a couple of regular beers.
You had like one and a half before the party.
Yeah, well, whiskeys.
Yeah, and then you went to light beer.
Yep, and then after everything was done, I'm like, all right, time for a whiskey now.
Time for a whiskey. So,
and we had we talk about this all the time, but we curated this group. Again, it just worked perfectly where at the end of the night, everybody gets along so well and is so familiar with each other. We just hung around naked, talking, shooting the shit, And it was fun. Yeah. We were just laughing our asses off and having a good time.
And I think everybody kind of started melting into their positions at about 12:30.
Everybody just kind of started going, oh, it's pretty late.
Yeah, like everybody started melting. And like it's that post-coital mm-hmm. melt.
We had everybody that was there at that point stay the night.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. So we had all the... Actually, we didn't. We had an open bedroom this time. Mm-hmm. So, but we had everybody spend the night, and then we woke up the morning and talked some more and had some coffee, and then everybody went on their way.
Yeah, I think everybody was out by 9:30-ish. And you and I cleaned up.
And started laundry.
Oh, God, the amount of puppy blankets and sheets and...
Yeah, that's the only... And I don't mind it. It's not terrible. That's the only downside to this, though, is there's a lot of laundry when things are done because we've got beds that were slept in. We've got puppy blankets. We've got two mattresses out in there that had sheets on them. We had a massage table that had sheets on it.
Yeah, it was a lot of laundry.
Carmen's Amazon cart, at one point, there was, I don't know how many... black fitted sheets she bought, just the fitted sheets for the mattresses.
Uh-huh.
White top sheets, those were for the massage table, and there's a ton of those because we wanted to be able to switch them out as people got on and off.
Right, and all the bedrooms that, you know, people would sleep in, all of the sheets are the same, and they are the same color. So you don't have to worry about, like, mixing and matching, and they can all go into the washer at the same time. And
we actually have this master plan. Our granddaughter, who is now 2, she is going to inherit one of our bedroom sets because this bedroom set was mine as a kid. It was our daughter's when she was a kid, and now it's going to be our granddaughter's when she's a kid, obviously. But that bedroom set only has a full-size bed with it.
Yeah.
So we're hanging on to that until she's old enough to have her big girl bed, and then they'll get that set. When she does, that bedroom's getting another queen bed and the exact same color sheets as all the other ones, and then we will have 1, 2, 3 queen beds, possibly 5 queen beds because you bought the other 2 mattresses.
Right.
That will all have the same sheets and all have the same pillowcases and everything.
We are smart about this stuff.
It just works out easy that way.
Yep. Well, the black fitted sheets are for, like, play. But then...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and for when we go camping.
And sadly, we learned this the hard way because the sheets that are on the full-size bed are almost the same color as the sheets that are on the queen beds. So we would wash them together, and I'd end up trying to put a full-size sheet on a queen bed. And that does not work.
So, yeah.
We got smart.
I mean, we kind of have this down a little bit.
Yeah, we literally do not, if somebody's staying in that room, we do not wash that bed with anything else.
No.
Other, you know, clothes or towels
we'll
or something.
We'll throw a puppy blanket in with
it. Yeah, we do not wash it with other sheets.
No. So if you come, you know that, you know, the night after you stay... everything gets washed.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Beds are always ready.
Yep. So all in all, a fantastic party. Thank you to everybody who showed up for me. I appreciate that. And again, I hope Great White North's doing okay because he was in a ton of pain.
Right.
So hope he's doing good.
And did you have a good Super Bowl Sunday?
I did. We had a little reconnect time in the morning.
Yeah, we were both kind of sitting there after we cleaned up, and he's like, are you ready? And I'm like, I'm ready.
So enthusiastic about
it. I kind of had to work myself up a little bit from my brain fog tiredness. So.
You got it going, though.
I did. It was fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun on Sunday.
What time did I fall asleep during the Super Bowl? No, I don't even. I didn't even make it to halftime.
No, you didn't even see the halftime show, so it was early, probably 6:30, 7 o'clock.
I know. There. You took a nap while I was doing my nails.
I did on Sunday afternoon, yep.
It was just chill.
That after time, it's always fun.
Yeah.
So, Yep, that was kind of our weekend. On my actual birthday, I was working hard in my office diligently because I'm a hard worker and I never stray from my task, and somebody gave me a blowjob. Not saying who, but...
you had to get a little birthday blowjob. And then we went and grabbed a quick bite of dinner.
Yeah, we went out to a local bar and just had a little quick dinner over there. And...
Somebody was craving a pork tenderloin sandwich.
Man, I absolutely love pork tenderloin sandwiches. I know they're so bad for me because they're deep fried. They're not the healthiest menu choice. So I try to stay away from them, and I'm on this damn Facebook group that tracks, you know, it's like pork tenderloin lovers or something. It shows you all these pictures of ones that are the size of hubcaps. And
one of them was served in a garbage can lid.
Yeah, they're gigantic.
They're huge.
So I've been craving a pork tenderloin for a few months now, and I finally broke down. It's my birthday. That's what I want for my birthday dinner. Let's go to the bar.
So we went, we had a whiskey.
Oh my God, did I have a good whiskey.
Oh my God.
Devil's River Coffee.
Devil's River Coffee. Mm-hmm. They are out of it at our local stores, so we're watching it to see when it gets back into stock so we can grab a bottle.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about gifts, because I told everybody on the invite, I'm like, gifts are not necessary, obviously. You don't need to bring me anything. But they did. I got some awesome whiskey. Got actually three awesome whiskeys.
Yeah.
So I got some Gentleman Jack. I appreciate that because that will not go to waste. I got another bourbon that was that a bourbon or was that a whiskey?
It was a bourbon.
Yeah, that was really good. We tried that and yummy. And then the Crown Royal Blackberry. Which I didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
And I love blackberry brandy, so that was tasty.
Right. Oh, Mr. Cherry Pie brought some of his pappy to share and do a special toast, which
did a toast.
I kind of
awesome.
Got a little teary, as did you.
Of course. I mean, that's not stuff you share.
No.
Pappy is not an inexpensive whiskey.
No. So, he brought it out and
he had the Rip Van Winkle.
Yeah.
Still.
Yep.
Not a cheap whiskey.
No. He brought out some Rip Van Winkle, and we all sipped on some and shared it with good friends.
Absolutely. It was just one of those great nights. I really, really enjoyed it.
And then you got another set of
drinks. So I brought all this shit out because I had to remember it. Hang on.
And I'm looking at them because, like, my favorite... I don't normally do candies or anything like that. Anything gummy is my ultimate favorites.
So the first thing I got is a little tiny set of boobies.
They're gummy boobies.
They're not gummy, though.
They're hard?
They're hard. They're like hard candy boobies.
Oh, they're hard titties.
Hard titties. Silicone, not saline. I don't know if that's even true anymore.
I don't know.
You can have that, but you got to take it off of where it goes.
I will take that off.
I got a gummy cock ring, which they, when they gave it to me, they said I had to use it later in the night, and I never did. I didn't get it out of the package. So a gummy, it literally looks like a cock ring, but it's made out of gummy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And gummy Kama Sutra.
Yeah, I kind of want to bust those open
and try.
Those
are the ones Carmen wants.
I do.
The gummy sutra. Oh, go ahead and open them.
No, I don't want to smack on air.
I got a vagina lollipop.
Lick it up.
It's called Pussy Lickers. And then I also got unicorn fruit snacks.
I might eat those too.
I should mention too the balloons they bought. There's a huge 50, but then there's a little unicorn balloon that goes with them. They got me a unicorn.
Right?
I got two unicorns, actually. I thought that was pretty darn
funny. Was awesome. Oh, and your 50-shot glass?
Yep. I got a shit, I'm 50. Oh, shit, I'm 50 years old or something like that says.
Yep.
I love my friends. should we talk about our gift?
Sure.
So if you guys had listened to the show, we told the story because they forgot to tell it on their trip to Meech's. The Monroes, when they were in, was that at Meech's or was that at the Hotel
Takeover? That was at the Hotel Takeover.
Yeah, when they were at the Takeover, they had a moment in the morning where
I think, smell like Fireball.
Yeah, they were napping. One of them wakes up and she says to him, "You smell like Fireball." And he says to her, "Well, you smell like dick." And she goes, "You know, right? You're right, I do." So we had our awesome friends, Florida couple. Original Florida couple. Love those guys. She does all the cups and t-shirts. And, you know, she's got that business that does all that stuff, the personalized things. So we got a couple of tumblers because we know the Monroes love their whiskey. And we had her make us two cups. One says, "You smell like Fireball." The other one says, "You smell like dick."
And the Fireball has fireballs all over it. And the dick has dicks all over it. And so, like, hers is the Fireball. And he has to carry around the
dick.
He's
got the dick cup.
He's got the dick cup.
Well, yeah, because if she was carrying it, then he'd smell like dick. And that's probably not good.
Yeah, probably not.
Oh, that was fun. And you, we've got a couple of guys in our group that love Crocs for whatever god-awful reason. They think those things are great. So Carmen finally gave in to them and bought them Croc headlights.
I did. There was a 4-pack of Croc headlights. They hook into the little holes and they're like, you could strobe them and whatever. And I'm like, they both have dogs. They can wear their Crocs out and have headlights for their shoes.
Dear Lord. Yeah, and it was pointed out to me earlier in the day that Crocs actually owns Hey Dude now.
I think they have for a while.
Yeah, to which I replied, I have no problem with the company themselves. I just hate their ugly ass shoes.
Right.
So I'll wear Hey Dudes. I don't care who owns them.
Right.
Doesn't matter. Don't make me wear those ugly ass Crocs.
Or should we talk about the Croc 2.0 that somebody wore because they wore them and didn't want to wear their boots in our house and they were sharks. Nom, 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 nom.
Shark Crocs. All I can think of is American Reunion. You remember that? Stifler was in the lake and he's like, "Guys, watch this. Vagina shark."
I thought land shark.
Candy Graham.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Lordy.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
No, we had so much fun. It was just a blast. So now we got to look forward to the Wild Orchid Takeover.
Yeah,
huh?
We got the Wild Orchid Takeover coming up.
Yeah, going to look forward to seeing our friends from the Orchids there. They're coming back up from Florida to host this thing, which is amazing to me.
Right.
So, yeah, we're going to go hang out at that for a night. We're only going for one night. A lot of people are going for two, but yeah, we're just doing Saturday. So.
We're doing one night. Two nights gets to be a little bit much.
It does. And, you know, Friday, we both got to work, so you wouldn't get there until 5 o'clock anyway. And
then you're tired because, you know.
You worked.
People wake up early.
Crazy people wake up at 3:30.
Yay me.
Insanity. So, yeah, we're just going to do Saturday, but looking forward to it. That's going to be a blast.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Hedo coming up.
Yep.
End of April. That's our next big one. So
yay.
I know. I'm psyched.
We're almost to single digits of weeks.
On the weeks.
Yeah. 9 weeks. Yep. Beachbody ready.
Got to get there. We got 3 couples going this time around.
Oh, no. That's not all we have. We have controller couple.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got a date with controller couple.
Yeah.
Forgot about that. I'm looking forward to that, too. That's coming up in 3 weeks, I think, if I'm doing my math right.
Yep.
Yeah. So we'll get to hang out with them again. That's going to be freaking awesome.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to come here. I don't know for sure because we've got some other stuff working in the works on the backside of that that's... We're waiting to see how things play out, I guess.
Right.
But yeah, it's going to be awesome. Either way, we're going to hang out with them. That's all that matters. So.
But I think that's
it. Yeah, there you go. There's our docket for the next few weeks.
All right.
Gonna wrap it up?
Wrap it up.
All right. Guys, we would love to hear from you. Please reach out to us. It's MidwestThreesome@gmail.com. That's Midwest, the number three, SOME @gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook under Midwest Ménage à Trois or on SLS. It is Lake S Couple on there. Thank you, everybody who has reached out to us. We've gotten some messages on SLS recently. Awesome to hear that you're out there listening to the show. And check out our profile because then you can kind of see, you don't get to see faces, but you can see who you're dealing with.
Right.
That's going to wrap it up, guys. Thanks for listening to this edition of Midwest Ménage à Trois. We will be back next week with an all-new show.
Bye-bye.